Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Some state senators say it's time to cut spending on prisons. A Senate subcommittee passed a budget proposal that would reduce the Corrections Department budget by about $40 million. The department says that would mean cutting jobs and programs to fight recidivism. Both major parties want to see lower prison populations. Is this a plan that could get bipartisan support?
Well, I think so, except we're coming up on an election year, and there's some politicians who always are terrified of not looking tough on crime. The fact is we have about 10,000 fewer inmates than we did at the maximum, and we need probably fewer facilities. Now, of course, prison bureaucrats, if they had 20 inmates in the system, would make a good argument for keeping 20 prisons open. But really, the prison budget has exploded beyond anything anybody thought. It's about $2 billion a year, and it's the easiest place to look for financial savings.
Wayne County homeowners, many of them in Detroit who have received foreclosure notices, have a few weeks to pay their back taxes or get onto a payment plan, or else their homes might be auctioned off. And this week, the city of Detroit announced a proposal to buy nearly 400 vacant public housing units to redevelop them as low to middle income housing. These are two separate stories, Jack, but they're part of a much larger issue. How can Detroit create an environment that helps build long-term residency and in turn strengthens communities?
Fix the schools. If you don't have schools in which middle-class people are comfortable putting their kids, the only thing you can do with a city like Detroit is attract, as a demographer friend of mine says, you can attract the newlywed and the almost dead. Young kids will move into lofts, but as soon as they start a family, they're out of there. And older people, after retirement, might want to come and get a condo and have a nice view of the Detroit River. You can clean up crime, and you can clean up blight to the extent you have money. But if you don't have schools, Detroit can never really become a viable city.
The annual Labor Day walk across the Mackinac Bridge attracts tens of thousands of people. This year, they'll have the bridge all to themselves because vehicles will be blocked from crossing the bridge on the morning of Labor Day. That's because of concerns about recent attacks involving vehicles crashing into crowds both here in the U.S. and abroad. Good preventative measure here or too much caution?
Well, it's not exactly that. Buses are going to be allowed, buses taking people from one side to the other. And at first, my reaction was that, you know, this is giving in to terrorism and this doesn't make much sense. But when you look at it, actually, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have cars trying to drive across that bridge at the same time you have all these joggers led by the governor trying to go across. I think just in the interest of prudence and traffic control, you could justify closing the bridge to general traffic, except for emergency vehicles, of course, for those 4 hours on Labor Day morning. So it's probably a good precaution on a whole number of grounds. And when I'm out there watching you run across the bridge, Doug, I'll be a little more thankful.
Jack, I'm going to take a quick look at the calendar. It's May 2017. Governor Rick Snyder has another year and a half or so before term limits end his time in office. Why does it seem like the race to replace him has started earlier than usual this time around?
Babies will be born whose parents have not yet met before there's a new governor. But the brutal fact is that it's all about money. I was talking to Abdul El Sayed, one of the candidates, the other day, and he told me he figured it would cost $10 million. So he would have to raise that much money to win the primary and the general election. And the feeling is you have to start now or be euchred out. But you never know. The filing deadline is, I think, not for a year for the primary. So I think if you're still thinking about it, Doug, you got a few months.
I think I'll stay out. Jack, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. And you're listening to Michigan Radio.